TV you love without a contract on Now TV. Weekdays from 7 a.m.
And we have chatted with the biggest guest of the year, really.
In the biggest guest in life.
Indeed he yes. is. We caught up with Santa after the show yesterday. He's a very, very busy man, as you can imagine. Himself and all the elves and Mrs. Claus are working around the clock to get all the toys and the presents ready because it's less than a month.
No, the clock is a ticking.
Yeah, so they're on overtime, but he took a well-earned break and he chatted with us to answer your questions, all the questions sent in by our younger listeners, all the burning questions of 2020. So here he is, our biggest guest of the year. It's Santa. We are live to Santa's kingdom with the man himself, Santa. Hello.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Oh, Una, how are you, dear? You're very well in my home in the North Pole here. It's cold outside, but I'm nice and warm by my fire here.
Can I start by asking you a question that I would like to know, please, Santa?
Okay, yes.
So, Santa, I heard a rumor that Mrs. Claus has put you on a diet this year. Oh. And from now on, instead of the kids leaving out a treat like a Christmas cake or biscuits for you, we all have to leave out just a couple of carrots for you to share with the reindeers and a little bit of hummus.
Sadly, you're right. She has put me on a diet. Look, I've lost quite a bit. Operation Transformation hasn't got a patch on Mrs. Claus. And I tell you, to be honest with you, yes, please leave something out for me. If one or two of you leave out a little cookie, that would be really nice.
Well, Santa, we've got so many questions from so many very excited boys and girls who listen to iRadio.
Blended, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, Santa, our first question comes from Connor, and he's 6 years of age.
I'm Connor Olden, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm just wondering, what was your favourite time when you were a kid? Bye.
Well, when I was a little boy, I had a teddy reindeer, and I absolutely loved the reindeer. I took him to bed every night with me. He actually had a red nose, and I called him Rudolph, and that's how, when I did get Rudolph the reindeer, I called him after my teddy. So my favorite toy was a teddy bear reindeer.
Okay, Santa, this next question comes from Layla and her twin brothers, Ben and Bobby.
Hi, Santa. How are the elves coping with all the new changes in the world? Are they wearing a mask and keeping social distancing?
Hi, Santa!
Well, Layla, Ben and Bobby, that is a very, very good question. I have changed the workshop around. The elves have been working so, so hard this year, and it's been a strange, strange year. Yes, they are indeed wearing masks, yes? And I changed the workshop around to two levels. So some of them are working on the top level, while the others are working on the bottom level. But the answer to your question is yes, they are working hard to make your gifts for this Christmas. And they'll do it. They're my elves.
And by the way, Santa, how do you become an elf?
Oh, now, there are certain things that I can tell you, and there are certain things that I can't tell you, unfortunately. The elves are made through magic, and I cannot reveal how you become an elf, unfortunately.
It's top secret. All right, Santa, your next question. This is from Robbie.
My name is Robbie. I'm 10 years old. I live in Offaly. And how old are you, Santa?
Oh. Now, I am very, very, very old. I'm so old that I delivered toys to your mom and dad when they were children, to your grandfather, grandmother when they were children, to their grandmother, grandfather. In fact, in about, I'd say, 1822, I stopped counting my age. I've been here forever.
Well, Santa, you're old. He is a good face cream.
I do hope you recommend one for me, Una, will you?
I will recommend one. This next question comes from Ellie in Dundalk.
I have been wondering for the last few days, how fast does your sleigh go? What reindeer leads your sleigh? And out of all the toys that you've made, what one was your absolute favourite?
Oh, now, my sleigh goes particularly fast. In actual fact, it's at the speed of light. To get all around the world in one night is a very, very, very difficult task. So you need to have a little bit of magic. My favorite toy, my first toy that I ever made, was a little Pinocchio puppet for a little child in, I think he was in Amsterdam. And I made this little puppet, and that's always my favorite. And I hope that answers your question.
Okay, so Santa, this next question comes in from Jack, who is 8 years old in County Sligo. What do you want for Christmas, Santa?
Well, what I want for Christmas is for everybody in the world to be happy, and that someday we can walk out and not have to wear masks and things, and all of this social distancing, and all of this will go away, and everybody in the world will be happy. That's all I want for Christmas.
That's a great Christmas wish, Santa. That's something we all want. Well, Santa, this has been such fun chatting to you in Santa's kingdom, and obviously we can't see you on the 25th because we have to be asleep when you come down the chimney. So we just want to wish you happy Christmas and safe travels.
A Merry Christmas to all the boys and girls out there. And don't worry, I will be there in Christmas and I will give you your gifts. Bye.
That is a relief to know. There you go. Santa is coming and he's in fine form. And as we've seen when we were talking to Santa yesterday and Una questioned him on it, he is in good shape. Mrs. Claus has whipped him into shape.
She has whipped him into shape. He still has a little bit of a paunch mind, but that's just healthy.
It wouldn't be him if it wasn't.
Exactly.
People are texting in going, was Una flirting with Santa?
Were you? Was not.
Were you flirting with him? Talking about face creams and everything. Well, thank you very much to Santa for joining us from Santa's Kingdom. And you can have your own chat with Santa if you want. Ask him all your own questions. Lovely experience for children and indeed all the family. Go to santas-kingdom.co.uk for your own unique chat with Santa Claus. And if you want to see the video of our chat, you can see that up on iradio.ie.
Aidan and Una.